Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, especially this week when we're celebrating our 16th anniversary, and couldn't do it without our good friends who are the original founding members of our Brain Trust. Most of our guests this week are fit that category, including our guest this half hour, Grace Marie Turner, who's been with us now. Next spring, she'll celebrate her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She is an original founding member. She is the president of the Galen Institute, and as I've said many times, no one on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than she does, and she and I have been talking about this long before anybody ever heard of Senator Obama, ACA, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Decade before anybody ever heard that, Grace Marie was working on market-based solutions, and we were talking about it on the show, and she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's such a pleasure to be with you, and congratulations. What a service you are doing and have done over all these years for the small business community to really energize and inform the energy, the engine of our economy. And congratulations to all your listeners, and congratulations to you for the incredible amount of hard work you've done over these years to keep people informed. In an information economy, that's the most important thing.
Thank you, Grace Marie. Well, you've been right here every year. You've been right here with me. By the way, folks, the book that she co-authored is Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, you and I and many others were predicting before Obamacare ever became law, when it was just proposed, before it actually passed Congress, before it was ratified basically in a contrived way by the Supreme Court, you and I and many others were saying, this is not going to work. This is a mess. It's not just that we're against the idea of this, the ideology behind it, but this particular thing won't work. And Grace Marie, you and I and others were vilified. We were called everything up to and including racists for our position. But as it turns out, we were correct.
And you know, Jim, it is because it really is wrong for America. This is trying to put government central planning on top of 1/6 of our economy. And that just doesn't work in a free society and a market-based economy. And that's why they're having so much trouble. The website doesn't work because of what the website's trying to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it tries
well, those,
to get...
In my opinion, Grace Marie, those are two separate things. The website is another example of government trying to do something to me, those are two different clinics in how the government can't do things that the private sector can do better. Two completely different examples. They just happen to be about the same thing.
But the private sector would never try to do something.
No, I agree.
This enormous to try to collect massive amounts of information on every single person who applies for health insurance, and then try to fit that information through this narrow little pipeline, and then you have to connect it up with 7 different federal agencies who all have different computer systems to see if you're a citizen from Homeland Security.
And all Americans have to play along with it and like what they're being offered. And you know, McDonald's hasn't figured out how to get everybody's business. Coca-Cola hasn't figured out how to get everybody's business. Boeing, American Airlines hasn't figured out. Walmart hasn't figured out how to get everybody's
business. It's not trying to attract businesses. It's demanding that you buy a product you don't want to buy and fining you if you don't.
And also more recently, Grace Marie, insulting us by telling us the policy that we had that we liked, that we bought for a reason, was substandard.
It's horrible. Yeah, substandard junk. I mean, this really awful. And you know, this lady in who had the courage to write that piece for the Wall Street Journal last week, mm-hmm. Edith Stunby, who's right. stage 4 cancer, and here she is saying that her United Health insurance policy has paid $1.2 million to keep her alive for the last 7 years.
Yep.
And the president is telling her that policy's not good enough, and she's lost it, and she cannot get a new policy with access to the same doctors and hospitals. And he has the audacity to tell her that he knows better than she does what insurance she has. What on earth is that? It's just criminal.
Well, speaking of criminal, and folks, I'm not trying to be controversial here, But the
I'll
truth
be
is,
controversial.
Well, I know. I'll let you, because you can back it up with the research, Grace Marie. But President Obama has done things unilaterally by government fiat. He has done things to this law. He's made declarations and changes to the law that, frankly, are not constitutional, are they?
It's just unbelievable. Can you give us an example? We have a piece that was published on Friday on National Review Online and on our website at galen.org that talks about the 27 changes that have already been made to Obamacare. So many people are worried about, oh, we change anything, it's going to make it better and harder to repeal. It's already been changed 27 times, 10 times. By administrative action, where the president just decides to rewrite the law. Remember what he decided?
He's not allowed to execute
the laws, not change the laws, mm-hmm. any more than the Supreme Court should have changed it. But there have also been 15 changes that have been enacted by Congress and signed into law by the president. But the administrative actions, you're right, Jim, those are the ones that are the real concern, because that's where the president says, well, you know, this employer mandate, employers are telling me that's really hard for them to comply with, so let's just postpone that for a year.
That's not
what the law says.
Grace Marie, on the constitutionality of some of these administrative changes, is anybody going to challenge him on that? I haven't heard anything about that.
It's very hard because in the court...
Why can't they...
You have to find somebody who's harmed. Who's harmed if you delay the employer mandate? Maybe somebody who thought they were going to get health insurance through the employer, but are they going to have the deep pockets to take...
I don't know. But wait a minute. If you violate the Constitution,
it's harmed to the rest of it. But where's your ultimate authority? The Supreme Court. What have they already done?
Well,
they've already changed
it. Seems to
it
me,
without,
but you got to bring a suit. You got to bring a suit against someone who violates the Constitution. It seems to me. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk with Grace Marie some more after these messages. We're going to let her give us an idea about how she thinks things are going to look over the next 6 months. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Her website is galen.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.